A motion asking for a report on critical race theory, CRT, and white privilege was rejected for a second time and ratified at a public school board meeting Monday night. Trustee Cindy Watson first introduced the motion at a board meeting on May 30, citing parental concerns as the reason for bringing the recommendations forward to staff. The recommendations to staff included 5 points: that the Waterloo Region District School Board, WRDSB, request that staff prepare a report and a presentation that explains the working definition of CRT and white privilege as they relate to the development of anti-racist lesson plans, as well as the grade levels that the plans are introduced, that this report and presentation be presented back to the board no later than the end of September 2022, that staff also provide recommendations that will help support children if they internalize guilt and shame, and solutions that will help prevent a possible stigma and/or bias that could affect the school climate, that parents be provided supplemental material on the theory of white privilege before their students are taught white privilege, that a letter be written to the Minister of Education about parental concerns regarding CRT and/or the theory of white privilege that are being taught to their children. The motion was first rejected at a board meeting last week when Director of Education, Jiwan Shanika, became emotional while expressing his opposition to the motion. "We've had community leaders who have come forward to us and say the conversations that have been happening are impacting some children to the extent that they're becoming suicidal and/or wanted to leave the region," Shanika said. Delegate Alida Wilms spoke about the motion before it was voted on a second time. "I am speaking with you tonight representing a large group of people in Waterloo region. In the last few years, we have seen a shift in our culture that concerns us deeply. There is a trend to put people into groups and judge them based on group membership. At last week's school board meeting and the results of the critical race theory motion put forward by Trustee Watson have increased our concerns on this topic. We have witnessed a lack of transparency, a willingness to collaborate, and a lack of respect for all parents within the board. These developments are troubling," Wilms said. "I and others in the community have many questions regarding critical race theory, anti-racist teachings, how the CRT framework impacts what our children are studying in schools, and how this is impacting our children." Last week, WRDSB Coordinating Superintendent Lila Reed confirmed that CRT is not currently taught at schools in the WRDSB except in 2 secondary-level courses, set by the province. Delegate Carly Greco said that people are allowed to learn hard things, uncomfortable things, and process them. "I am a white parent and I have a white child. I know that when learning about aspects of our country's history and current systems, I know that my child will experience negative emotions, and that is okay," Greco said. Delegate Colleen James said that the education system has perpetuated harm, and this must be addressed. "I am a product of this education system and the harm that has been done and that I have had to undo," James said. "I'm glad this has been struck down and hopefully ratified tonight. Children need to learn all aspects of society to prepare them to thrive, not just specific to one point of view or narrative." Watson said each and every student is welcomed and belongs at the WRDSB, and each and every student deserves the very best educational experience. "I pulled this motion because there is a lot of misinformation presented, and I wanted to provide clarification. We need to remember that parents, staff, and community members are partners in education. They have voice and deserve to be informed and participate in the decision-making process," Watson said. "Both Trustee Ramsey and myself didn't create the concerns. The concerns were brought to us, and we are bringing it to the board's attention." Watson said the motion is about providing information to parents, transparency, and acknowledging their concerns. "It is our hope is that we can address all concerns of all students, parents, and staff, and we hope that we can eventually get to a place where we can have discussions without feeling fear, shame of guilt being imposed on us. Parents don't feel included, they don't feel that we are transparent, feel like they are part of the decision-making process. And that is the principle we are arguing tonight," Watson said. Trustee Kathleen Woodcock said that she appreciates Watson's remarks but will not support the motion. "The language in the motion is not what Trustee Watson just reiterated. So, in my opinion, I disagree with respect. If the motion may have been written differently, perhaps presented differently, I may have voted differently," Woodcock said. Trustee Joanne Weston also said that she could not support the motion. We have heard concerns from parents about this motion and we have heard from delegates tonight about the harm it has caused, Weston said. The majority of trustees opposed the motion with Watson, Smith, and Wetham voting in favor.